Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:06 on Thursday morning. It's going to be another hot one. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by...
Oh, this story.
This story.
So I don't even know if we're talking about a male or a female rock star, but I just thought, wow, this is a person who loves poontang because they became a rock star, you know, because that's how you get the ladies. And then they became a gynecologist because after the rock star, I guess, burned out, they decided, what other way can I swim in it?
I'm going to basically read you this. I don't want to miss any of it.
All right, this is too good.
This story just keeps on unfolding.
I've never heard any of this.
This guy is a Bay Area obstetrician gynecologist.
Okay.
He is the former member. He's a former drummer for The Offspring.
Well, The Offspring's still recording.
Yeah, but they have a new drummer now. So, but during their height of their, when they had their hits, this guy was the drummer.
Okay.
So the guy's name is Dr. James Lilja, L-I-L-J-A. I'm probably mispronouncing that.
And he lives around here?
He's a San Jose and Fremont-based physician, founding drummer of The Offspring.
Huh.
He left, actually, I may be wrong. Maybe he left early. It's looking like he was there from...
Wasn't there a breakthrough, that record called Smash?
And I think that was in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So I believe, let's see, their 89 debut album he's on, co-wrote a single called Beheaded. Crazy guy who enjoys that sort of thing is what the song is about. It looks like maybe he was not, when I saw The Offspring, I don't think he was in the band. So, but he's a founding member of The Offspring. He is facing medical malpractice charges by a woman and her husband in Alameda County Superior Court for the alleged negligent treatment of the woman. The trial proceedings didn't get very far this week. One of more than 35 prospective jurors collapsed, hit their head, and lost consciousness. And guess what happened? The doctor sprung up. I guess his nurse assistant was with him and did CPR and did the paddles and saved this dude's life. So then the lawyer for the prosecution said, this is a mistrial. His heroics in front of these 35 potential jurors will totally taint the case.
What?
Yep.
He saved the guy's life.
No good deed goes unpunished. So now they have to start the whole thing over again.
Or not. Or are they going to drop the case?
I don't believe they're going to drop the case. I think these people probably want their money. And listen, doctors get sued all the time. We don't know if this dude did anything inappropriate. And I don't really know what this case is about in particular. But can you believe that the guy, you know, the dude collapses. He hits his head. He's unconscious. He goes over. He saves him. And now they're like, oh, well, you shouldn't have done that.
What a strange thing that the drummer of a punk rock band went on to go through. I mean, he's a doctor, listen, right?
Here's some more of his story. So I guess that this guy, let's see, he played for The Offspring, looks like between 84 and 87, although he at least co-wrote one of the Beheaded, the single.
But that's when they were playing probably living rooms.
Yeah. So let's see, in an interview, Offspring frontman Dexter Holland described his former bandmate as a great guy with a warped sense of humor. The guy was dying to get into medical school. In fact, he was so intent on getting into medical school, he didn't even really practice with us much. And so that was his whole thing. So let's see. 4 years later, he got into the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He now runs a private practice out of San Jose and Fremont. This is 30 years later. I mean, it is hard to imagine that the 80s were 30 plus years
right.
ago, but they were. And I want to say that The Offspring were like, you know, they had that breakthrough hit in like maybe 92.
Smash is the name of the album. That's the song. Yeah. One of the songs. There were a bunch of hits on that album, but I just looked it up. It's called Smash.
And what year? 91, 92 is my guess.
It's not telling me.
Hey, don't
actually, you know what? I bet it was more like 93, 94, now that I think about it. Come on,
94.
And play.
It's 94.
All right. So this guy was long out of the band by then. So the guy gets into medical school and leaves the band and runs a private practice, San Jose and Fremont, specializes in the treatment of cancerous and precancerous conditions of the female reproductive tract.
It's called Bay Area Oncology Gynecology. How do you pronounce his first name?
His first name?
Yeah. Oh, wait. His last name. Because is his first name James?
James Lilja. L-I-L-J-A. Lilja. Lilja.
Okay.
Dexter Holland says,
more.
I hope his patients don't find out that he once helped write a song called Beheaded.
Wow.
That's not the hit.
No, but this is the song the guy wrote.
This is the song he wrote. Oh. The guy singing, I think, also went on to go through college and end up with some kind of doctorate or something.
I remember hearing that as well. I think that the band is still around from time to time.
No, they're making a record as we speak.
But the guy went off and, I mean, and who's the guy from, I always think of when I think of people who quit bands at the height of their popularity and go back to school. Who's the guy from Weezer?
Oh, Rivers.
Yeah.
He was going to Harvard.
Right. He's like, I'm going to take a couple years off because I really want to finish my degree. And then the guy from Queen, Brian May, the guitarist, is a nuclear physicist.
Same with singer
rocket scientist or something.
Bad Religion, also.
Oh, what did he get it?
He's
go
like
back
some
for?
Science right. genius.
Well.
But, you know, spends his summers on the Warped Tour.
Sure. Anyway, I just thought that was and it's right here in our backyard, like, oh my God. But I feel so bad for him. You know, he saves the guy, and then they're like, oh, mistrial.
Yeah, this backfires on you.
Yeah, well, he had to do it. I'm sure he'd do it again. You know, he attended, save the guy.
This is the lead singer of The Offspring. He attended the University of Southern California, where he earned a BS degree in biology and an MS degree in molecular biology. Jeez. And and commenced a PhD in molecular biology.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But the success of The Offspring has led him to focus on music.
Yeah.
You know, all those millions you can get just playing for an hour a night.
Right.
Good for him.
But it's nice to see that people, you know, they follow. This dude was like, yeah, drumming, it's fun. I'm going to go be a doctor, a lady doctor.
Well, when you first told the story, I just thought, how... Really, a rock star, but it doesn't sound like he ever had any plans on rock stardom.
Yeah, it sounds like that was a side thing that he was doing for fun and that he just wanted to be a doctor.
I'm here for the beer.
Yeah. The Roseanne premiere.
How'd it go?
We did get the ratings today.
Already?
And they were huge. Mm. So the Roseanne, the premiere, and then I guess you said they did two back-to-back.
They did two, uh-huh.
So
two half-hour episodes.
The revival attracted 18.2 million viewers on Tuesday night, which is, they're saying it's incredible. It's double what ABC was projecting. It was also more than the 16.6 million who tuned in for the series finale in 1997, 21 years ago.
Mm. Well, that show had shaken a lot of us off of it before it concluded.
I'm actually surprised to hear that 16 million tuned in for the finale. Because I was way off that show by then. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that 16 million number was actually huge because that wasn't diluted by, you know, DVRs and Hulus and Netflixes and everything else that's available now. According to ABC, it was the highest rated sitcom broadcast on any network in nearly 4 years since an episode of The Big Bang Theory in 2014 that beat it. For the record, let's see. The measurement was a 5.5 rating that it got in the coveted young adult category, 18 to 49.
Young adult? Because
I know.
They didn't know Roseanne from
theirs.
What did you say 21 years ago?
I actually wonder if some of them do know it just from all the, reruns. You know, sometimes people get latched into a show and just binge through the whole thing because you can now. Mm-hmm. They are saying it's such a phenomenon. They are going to re-air the first two episodes this Sunday, which is both Easter Sunday and April Fool's Day. Mm. But not that either of them have anything to do with Roseanne in any way. Donald Trump Jr. was among the Roseanne fans to dig the premiere. He tweeted, "Wow, amazing. Congrats, Roseanne. If you're not too busy already, maybe work in a late night show too. It seems there's some demand for an alternate viewpoint." He isn't wrong about that, man, because, man, there isn't a late night talk show on TV that's pro the current administration. So at LAX, the wonderful paparazzi from TMZ ran into John Goodman and asked him how excited he was about the big ratings.
They bothered him, really. Here's the best part, though. I mean, so that's the best part because he actually speaks to him. But for the whole first minute of it,
getting peppered with questions.
He's walking and he's not even talking to him. He's like saying one word answers. Just walking.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
pause it for a second. Who is this?
John Goodman.
No, I mean the...
Just a paparazzo.
TMZ.
Yeah.
TMZ. So
yes.
The thing is this isn't a booked interview. So
no. Oh, this is walking through the airport.
I feel like I need to defend John Goodman because...
Oh, for sure.
He didn't say, let me meet you at the airport and I'd love to answer. What he's doing is going home.
Yeah, and actually being fairly polite.
Yeah.
Because he's not, you know, there was no camera shoving or... But these guys are actually... The ones who are good at it, they find the thing that makes the person talk to them. And even though he wasn't extremely verbose, at least he started answering some questions.
It's just funny because the headlines from TMZ always make it seem like they're involved and
they're
talking about something.
They're being pursued.
The best, most gracious person who was kind of bombarded by TMZ at the airport, hands down, was Calvin Harris right after he broke up with Taylor Swift. They were all over him. And he just smiled and walked and answered every question. And they were with him for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, not letting him go.
Oh, boy.
Everyone else is like John Goodman.
Recently, though, somebody really good. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, somebody freaked out because TMZ was
there.
Yeah,
it was the guy from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, the Detective Hopper.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's like, oh, my God, are you guys with TMZ?
Should I be outraged right now? Should I get mad?
What do I need to do to get on TMZ?
Man, that Harvey Levin has made a fortune off of TMZ.
Oh, my God. And people are, you know, these are people who he only pays them if they get him something good. They are all private contractors.
Going to hear them catching up with Roseanne?
Yeah. So this is in New York City. They find Roseanne. Oh, so she just doesn't. She just keeps on walking.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, even in the show, Dan seems like, or what's his name? John Goodman doesn't seem like he wants to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it feels that way.
Well, I'm doing it for the money.
Yeah.
And
he looks
whatever.
Old.
Well,
AF.
They're all old now.
Oh.
Roseanne was on Wendy Williams yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So.
This is good.
Oh, have you seen this already?
It's all over Instagram.
It is good. So she starts to give Roseanne a little crap, and Roseanne, should we just play the clip?
Well, okay.
Who is this? Roseanne?
Roseanne's on Wendy Williams' show.
But you have to know a little bit about Wendy Williams.
Okay, tell me, because I don't know anything about her husband's situation.
So Wendy Williams, you want to say it?
Yeah, you go. So Wendy Williams, when you're wrong.
She's married, but there's...
For a long time.
Okay. So there's a ton of pictures of her husband with his mistress
supposedly
the time.
Her husband Kevin has been having an affair for at least the last 10 years.
At
bought,
least.
Bought this woman a mansion down the street from the house
and he's
where
a,
they live.
He's like a house husband. He doesn't work. Like all he's doing is using his
Wendy's
wife's
money
for his mistress.
Oh, my God.
And there's
God.
So many shots of him.
Why
opening,
does she put up with it?
And she's sick right now, too.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter with her?
She has Graves' disease.
What's that? That sounds horrible.
Do you remember that time that we did the story where she fainted in the Halloween costume? Because she was heated up? Well, that had something to do with it. She got all woozy and just hit the floor.
It's overproduction of thyroid hormones.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I can tell you everything else about it, but it's not good.
All right. Well, look, so she's sick and she's got this husband who's she's a completely cuckolded wife.
Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of pictures of him opening up car doors for her, them out to dinner. Like you
listen, he bought her a mansion. We all get it. So Wendy's cool with this or she
turns an eye.
Okay.
So now set up the story.
All right,
of
so now
Roseanne
is going to be on her show, and they're sitting down and talking
about husbands.
Man.
She asks about Tom Arnold, right?
Right, yeah. Because he reviewed the episode.
Okay.
Weinstein.
Did I do that? All right. That's for once.
About something.
Pour that tea.
You know she was about to go to, that guy got me for half.
Mm-hmm.
He got so much Roseanne money in their divorce.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she went, I'm not supposed to talk about it. I'm sure it still makes her blood boil.
Or the non-disclosure.
The guy
agreement.
Walked away with that much dough.
Right. Yeah. And she can't say anything.
Yeah. He's like, what were we saying the other day? We're 30 million, something like that, Tom Arnold is?
Yeah. Oh,
do you want to know how much?
And he's had four wives.
Wow. He really did get some dough from Roseanne.
How much?
Roseanne had to pay Tom Arnold $50 million.
And what's she worth?
Was that 80s money or that's 80s money, right?
I don't know.
I guess
when
so.
Was Roseanne on?
89, I think it.
Well, he also wrote for the show for a minute, right? And he was Arnie. He was one of the cast members
right,
for a bit.
Right, but when she got with him, he was nobody.
Yeah,
and
oh, yeah.
And people were saying, what are you doing? You've moved this guy from your boyfriend is now on the show and writing for the show and a producer on the show. And people were trying to talk sense to her, but she was in love.
In love.
On this list I'm looking at, because it's all women paying out dudes, the only one higher than Roseanne was Madonna had to pay Guy Ritchie $92 million.
I thought Guy Ritchie is a director.
He is.
Like a world-famous director.
But Madonna's worth so much more than him.
Oh, and because they have kids,
yeah.
His argument would be, I can't keep the kids at their standard of living.
Yeah, I'm going to need a mansion.
Beneath
them in.
Beneath Roseanne and Tom is Jennifer Lopez and Chris Judd. $14 million she had to pay him.
I wonder what the settlement will... I guess maybe A-Rod would pay her if they married and divorced.
J-Lo, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know how J-Rod is a thing? Yeah. They just bought a place together, which is a pretty serious step.
Mm-hmm.
They just bought a $15 million, half a floor condo, I guess, in the tallest residential building in the Western Hemisphere is what they're saying here.
It's going to be close because A-Rod's worth $300 million and J-Lo's worth
$360 million.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Well, she may have tapped other cultures or other languages.
Yeah, she does some TV production too.
Yeah, she's
with
a producer.
Her ex-husband. Don't they do stuff in Mexico?
They do.
They do
and
a competition
they
show.
They actually have a network. I can't remember. I used to have it on my TV, and then it. Kind
is
of
it Univision?
Disappeared. No, it's
Univision.
Something. It's something. Fuse. It's some other.
But she's got some kind of mainstream cop show on right now that she's a producer on, and
is it Bad Boys?
Stars in.
It's not Bad Boys. Anyway, J-Lo and A-Rod have bought a $15 million apartment together. She is selling her, I guess she has a $40 million place that she's selling. I don't see it here listed. But
well, those numbers mean nothing to them. So.
I know, yeah. Literally nothing.
To
if you
us,
have over $300 million.
Freaking out, but they're like.
It's a four-bedroom, it's only three-bedroom. It's 4,000 square foot. Three bedrooms, bath, powder room, library, private elevator. According to the listing, the apartment is half a floor of the 96-floor building, which is, it's in New York City, and it's the tallest residential building in the Western Hemisphere.
Wow.
And it looks like, and it's actually taller than the Empire State Building, and the only building taller than it in New York City is the new...
Independence.
Whatever the one is on that...
Freedom Tower?
Yeah, the Freedom Tower.
Oh, Shades of Blue. That's what the show is called.
Yeah. Oh.
With Ray Liotta.
We're just all
shades of blue. Who watches that?
Here's another answer.
It's still on.
Get another one.
Q Viva is the Mark Anthony and J-Lo.
Que? Q Viva.
Que Viva.
It was Q apostrophe Viva.
Well, I didn't want to bring this up, but another person on that list is Victoria Principal and Harry Glassman. I have no idea who these people are.
Is Harry Glassman
Victoria
a doctor?
Principal?
I love Victoria Principal.
You got to be
so
old
much.
As F to know
I
these two, right?
Absolutely. Love Victoria Principal.
Anyway, she had to pay this guy, Harry Glassman, $25 million.
Is he the dermatologist, plastic surgeon, doctor that she was married to?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, didn't he go on to marry like Brooke Burke or something? And they have five kids together?
That guy married Brooke Burke and Victoria Principal?
I'm not sure it's the same guy.
It can't be. Please don't let it be.
I want it to be. That'd be fun. Anyway, that's... Tangent Central is coming to an end here. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I don't think it's the same guy, Vin. I don't think it's
Thank
the same
God.
Guy.
Who's the same guy?
Is it? I don't think it is.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to break.
Thank you. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice is more. No, you're not on my list either.
Oh, yeah, I would like to be.
Would you?
Don't.
I'll put you both on my list. How does that sound?
Thanks.
Oh, great.
What are we listing? What are we?
Well, I guess maybe you should ask that before you asked to be put on the list, huh?
I'd still like to be on.
Really? Okay. All you're right. on.
Thanks.
I like when you talk to me during the music when it's playing and your headphones are on blasting and you're like, you're not on my list. I'm like, why are you yelling so loud?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I guess the
That's
room
why I was like
down.
Taken by the, well, oh. What is this list? I want to get
wanna
on there.
I want to be on the list too.
How do I get on there?
So listen, I guess that some people have been texting us this morning saying, hey man, I can't get on the Looking Glass. Yeah, it's down today. There's some kind of corporate update going on with the Looking Glass. And I only just found out about it. That's why I was like, well, I don't turn off the fluorescent lights in here.
Yeah.
Let's have some mood lighting.
Yep.
This feels like a radio station now.
Right.
So it's not you, it's us. We're offline just for today, I believe, just for today.
Yeah. Okay. As far as I don't know.
So what are you going to give to me?
That's not what kind of list it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a bad list?
It's a bad list,
okay.
Vinny.
I want to retract my name.
Well, too late. You're on the list now.
I'd like to take my name back from consideration.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all times. Enjoy. Here's what's happening. I have a couple quick things to hit here for you. Today is opening day for baseball, which is super fun. Easter is this weekend. Also, this Sunday is April 1st.
Mm.
Oh.
So, there you go.
Be on the lookout for April Fool's jokes.
Some April surprise 1st, this Easter Sunday. Egg
yeah,
stuff.
Some rotten egg kind of thing. Mm.
So, the first story I wanted to do, here's your headline. Sierra snowpack water content more than triples in a month.
Oh, wow.
Which is great news.
Yeah.
So... A series of supercharged storms that blasted the Sierra in March has bolstered the snowpack, which was alarmingly low before the start of the month. They say it's tripled. So
that's wonderful. What does that put us? Does that give us a percentage of what we are
on
for
February
a normal?
22nd? An average of 4.6 inches was measured, and on March 23rd, an average of 15.5 inches was recorded.
Oh, that's good.
Going from 16% to 56%.
Of an average.
Of the April 1st average.
Okay.
So that's great.
Well, it's certainly a lot better than...
Doesn't mean we should waste water,
no.
But it certainly makes summer a little more enjoyable knowing that we have...
Some water.
We got a good month in there before things turn dry.
Thank goodness. I wonder if we're going to get any more storms or if that's it.
Well, that's the big news. I guess they look at models and all this stuff in order to make long-term predictions. That's why they were able to predict our last big storm was that last big storm. So we might see a little bit.
But we're not going to get more significant.
We're not going to get that big stuff.
Oh, all right.
So there's a guy in England who was just diagnosed with, quote, the world's worst case of gonorrhea.
Oh, that's terrible.
His doctors say there's never been a strain so good at resisting antibiotics and every other drug and treatment they've thrown at it.
Super gonorrhea.
It is.
That is horrible. All these diseases now are so much more resistant.
The man, who's not been identified, has a regular partner in the UK where he lives, but was infected earlier this year during an encounter with a woman in Southeast Asia.
Uh-oh
is right.
So does the partner now have the gonorrhea?
I'm going to guess that she does. We'll see. I imagine we'll see.
So we have two cases of super gonorrhea. Oh, my God.
Well, this is the first time a case has displayed such a high-level resistance to both azithromycin and ceftriaxone.
Boy.
Ceftriaxone.
Sounds good to me, Vin.
Okay. Anyway, those antibiotics failed to cure the infection, and those are the secret weapons, apparently.
Oh, no.
The two drugs were recommended in combination under new WHO guidelines. So this is the way to treat it, and it's not working.
Oh, both at once?
Apparently.
Oh, my God. That's so scary. There's so many flesh-eating bacteria and all these things that just, like, traditional...
So gonorrhea was once one of the treatable,
super curable
STDs, and now it looks like it may have mutated into invincibility.
Yeah, well,
which would
just
make
one more reason to isolate ourselves in our home and never have interactions with other human beings.
Which would move it from the treatable list over to the untreatable list.
What happens to you if you have gonorrhea for, like, what are the symptoms and what happens?
Well, they say. This one can cause serious pain, infertility, and pelvic inflammatory disease.
Mm.
But I never had gonorrhea. I thought it was I don't want to say the word. You don't want to hear the word.
What's
cheesy
the
discharge.
Word?
Isn't it one of the cheesy discharge ones?
Yeah, like pus.
Discharge, yeah.
Oh, God.
Discharge is
itching
gnarly. In the area. Uh-huh. Soreness, bleeding, and painful bowel movements.
Oh, boy. Jeez, it really F's up the plumbing, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. What happens long term? Just
well, you
like
can't
your
have
butt
kids.
Falls out? Or oh,
well, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You,
I guess you can't
you
have
start
kids.
With, you have to start each, you know, Tinder date with, hi, so listen, I've got to tell you something.
I maybe have questions about my handle being cheesy discharge.
I have a super strain of gonorrhea.
Yeah. You want it?
Oh, it burns when you go number one and it's painful for swollen testicles.
Isn't there a Zappa tune? Why does it burn when I pee?
I don't know.
I feel like there is.
I have some of his albums, but I don't know that I've... I locked onto that.
That's
one.
That's a song.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a... You know, I just didn't realize he had gonorrhea. Now I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, Frank Zappa?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, why else would you write a song questioning that?
Oh, my God. It's a terrible song.
Listen, there's a whole... Why is that terrible? It's great that people with gonorrhea now have a rallying
song.
Like, I'm not the only one.
Zappa is sushi. It's an acquired taste.
Mm.
You can't.
But once you have a few bites of it, you're like, oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, you don't really go right for it automatically.
It's because he hits you over the head, and sometimes you'll listen and go, oh. Like you look around and make sure no one, like your grandma's not near you. She wouldn't want her to hear that.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, I like a fast fact, Benny.
Nicolas Cage turned down the roles of Shrek in Shrek, Neo in The Matrix.
Oh, that idiot.
Harry in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my God.
And Aragorn in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
Those roles ended up going to Mike Myers, Keanu Reeves, Jeff Daniels, and Viggo Mortensen.
I cannot believe he was actually offered those. He is the worst at picking movies. He's the worst. No wonder he's so effed up now. God, Nicolas Cage!
He's like, my agent said it wasn't good.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? An agent said this Lord of the Rings thing's never going to take off? That's not possible.
Instead, he said yes to Bangkok Dangerous, Season of the Witch, Ghost Rider, Seeking Justice, G-Force,
oh my God.
8mm, Christmas Carol, the movie.
I can actually
Zandali.
See him in Dumb and Dumber. Like, you know,
oh, I'm
Jeff.
Sure he was great in Valley Girl, and he played
oh my God,
like
agree.
That character.
Right. I think he would have been
Snake Eyes.
I can't picture him actually in Lord of the Rings, but I can totally picture him in The Matrix.
National Treasure.
Hey, National Treasure is pretty good.
Did you see National Treasure Book of Secrets?
The second one? Yeah. My kids did because they loved the first one.
Some of the movies he's done. Gone in 60 Seconds. One of my favorite movies.
That was good.
Oh, I love the cars.
Some absolutely good. Like, Raising in Arizona.
Oh, so
he's
funny.
Amazing in that.
Mm-hmm.
That lottery one he did.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
He wins. He's a cop, and he wins a lottery ticket and splits it with a girl. I can't remember.
We saw Bad Lieutenant with Eva Mendes.
Not I.
All right. How about Bringing Out the Dead? Anybody see that one?
No.
No good.
Today is the first time since 1968 where every single baseball team will play their first game on the same day. And in 1968, it was because baseball altered its schedule to start 3 days later than planned after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
That is a great fast fact.
That's where I got that piece I told you earlier.
We're going to play a baseball-themed game for... to commemorate opening day at 8 o'clock, just a few minutes.
Okay,
I'll start
good.
With it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who? Let's see, Vinny. Giants are playing Dodgers today.
Right. A's Angels.
7 o'clock, correct.
Both nighttime games?
I don't know about the A's game, Vin.
I thought the A's game might be an afternoon game because someone was talking about how it's going to be like the perfect weather for it. And,
oh, really?
No, I bet. Yeah.
I can get that news out for you quickly here.
Research. Luckily. Yeah,
I got an app that... Well, if you could find the app, I guess that would be important. I got an app that really does lay out sports in a nice way and gives me sort of quick access.
So it looks like the Dodgers and SF for the next 4 days, and then the Angels, I believe, with the A's.
And you guys are hosting a big party on Saturday at the
Very
Alice
excited.
Box.
Yay!
It's bittersweet, really.
Why?
Why?
Because we're going to miss Bryn's Red Egg
I know.
Party.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm
that
glad
we were...
Sarah and Vinny will be there to make up for you and I not being
so,
there.
So
good
happy
job,
about
guys.
That.
Good
I'm
job.
So
Sarah
happy
and Vinny,
be
thanks
there.
For being there, you guys.
Yay.
One big happy
Vinny.
Family.
I wasn't invited.
Wee, wee.
If I may, Angels at Oakland, 1 o'clock today.
Oh, okay.
And,
so look out for traffic, everyone.
Giants at Dodgers, 4 p.m. today.
Oh, okay. At. Got it.
So there's that.
All right.
Okay. What else do I have? Oh, here's another story for you. A guy near North.
I didn't know about it.
What?
The Red Egg party that you and I are going to tomorrow.
What now?
Red Egg.
A guy near Norfolk, New Virginia.
Oh, what's that?
What?
Name?
What town?
Hey.
What was that?
What town?
Woo!
I'm supposed to hit a button.
No,
I'm hot.
No, it's the name of a town.
I'm sweating.
What are you guys talking about?
We didn't get the name of the town.
Yeah, what's the name
you
of the town
say
again?
It again?
Red Egg.
I guess I don't. What just happened?
We didn't know.
A guy named Oliver Davis Jr. recently promised his wife he'd stop buying lottery tickets. Apparently, he'd like to buy $20 scratch-offs, and he'd been wasting a lot of money.
Yeah.
Then last Friday, he went out to pick up a few things and says he just had a strong feeling that he was a winner.
Winner.
Which is classic gambler mentality.
Yeah.
I am gonna,
I guess I'm feeling it.
I'm taking the deed to the house down to my bookie.
this is
sure my day.
Thing.
Yep. Anyway, he ended up stopping in the corner store where he used to buy tickets. He says he just wanted to say hi to the owner.
Uh-huh.
He ended up breaking down and buying a $20 ticket for a game called Super Cash Frenzy.
Oh.
Boy.
Frenzy.
Having trouble.
Frenzy.
He's in a frenzy.
He scratched it off there so he didn't have to tell his wife about it.
Yeah.
But then he did have to come clean to her after he hit a jackpot of $4 million.
Oh, I bet she was not mad.
It's not clear if his wife's going to say it's okay for him to buy more tickets, but he says she's okay with the ticket he purchased.
Yeah, that particular ticket.
The $4 million winning ticket is all good with her.
You know what's so funny, though? Is that he's coming up with this big elaborate story how he just had a feeling. He just happened to go in. He bought the ticket there. He hadn't done it in so long because his wife said not to.
Oh,
he
so you
never
think he'd been
stopped.
Doing it right.
Come
okay,
on.
Sure.
Please. He just had to come clean because he actually won something for once.
Our text message.
What's the number again?
I don't know. 510 says, Wendy always says everything is great in Hunterville.
Is Hunter the name of the husband?
No, I would think that that's the town
know.
She lives in. No?
I think
she
is Hunterville, New Jersey. I think she lives in New Jersey. I don't know. It's so funny because she gets mad when people throw shade on her. Meanwhile, that's what her career
that's her
is
whole
built
thing,
on.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. So I'm fine with talking about husbands.
804 says, Jesus, Roseanne is a bee.
Oh.
Right, Wendy? Right?
650 says, read an article in ARP with John G. and Roseanne. One thing that's different is he's sober.
Oh, good for him.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know he was.
Boy, that'll contribute to weight loss, too. He does
for
look
sure.
smaller. Or not, you know, tiny or anything, but he looks better. He looked very dangerously overweight at one point. There was definitely a time when I went, oh, man. Like,
I've never heard anything about his drinking.
I feel like he's gone up and down with his weight. And, you know, it's not healthy for you to go up and
no.
down like that. Vinny, it looks like her married name is Hunter.
Oh.
Oh, so they're the Hunters. Everything's fine in Hunterville.
Yeah.
Roseanne threw shade to Wendy Williams about husbands when she was a guest on the show. Ouch. Wendy asked if she voted for Trump. Roseanne responded, well, I'm not going to talk about that, but yes, she voted for Trump.
Mm. Well, I was reading yesterday, they were friends for 30 years, so I guess you vote for your friend.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
A game about baseball.
Yay!
You could win $5, Vincent.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.